You see what's going on this week with Rebel Wilson?
She just came flying out of the closet.
Well, that wasn't the intention. But yeah, she had to out herself. So this was a whole story. This has been like a whole week of stories. And every day, like more of the story unfolds.
Mm.
So here's what happened. Some journalist, I'll call him a journalist because this is so unethical. I can't believe this guy's an actual journalist. But he works for the Sydney Herald in Australia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his whole beat is celebrity stuff. He's got a column where he does celebrity stuff. And he had found out that Rebel Wilson was dating a woman and sent an email to Rebel Wilson's people and said, listen, I'm going to out Rebel in my column.
Mm-hmm.
So unless she gives me an exclusive. Like, she can come talk to me and come out in my column, and then I'll do an interview with her, and that'll be where she'll be outed, and, you know, everything will be fine. Like, I'll get the scoop, and she'll be able to come out and whatever. And they were like, you can't fucking tell her when to come out. Like, she's 42 years old. If she wanted to be out, she'd be out by now. And he was like, well, in that case, if you're not going to give me the exclusive, I'm just going to out her myself and post the pictures that I have and say what I know, and then you're going to have to deal with the repercussions. So if you don't want that, you know, you've got 2 days. So in that 2-day window, Rebel Wilson decided to out herself. And she posted a photo of her and her girlfriend and said, all this time I've been looking for a Disney prince when the truth is I needed a princess. Something to that effect. I'm not quoting her exactly, but it's something to that effect. And then posted a picture of the two of them, like, you know, super happy and just, you know, their faces together and whatever. But it's caused a huge controversy, as you can imagine. First of all, it's Pride Month here. I know that Rebel Wilson is Australian, but, here in America, it's Pride this month.
Isn't it Pride everywhere, or is it just here? Is it like,
I don't know,
Thanksgiving that you only can, or 4th of July that you can only celebrate it in America, or can you have Pride everywhere?
No, there's Pride everywhere. I just don't know that they have the same Pride months that we do. Let me see. Is Pride month
everywhere?
Worldwide.
Yeah, like Christmas.
Pride month is not recognized internationally. Pride celebrations take place in many other places at different times. February, August, September for other countries. Yeah, June is Pride month in the United States, but what's happening is other countries are starting to move their Pride Month to June in order to make it more of a universal thing. But
yeah, because brands are changing. Yeah. It's a big thing. I thought, like, Paramount has a rainbow for their logo. I mean, brands are changing their logo, so it should be worldwide.
Everybody does that. That's the funniest thing, that brands all through the rest of the year are just their logo, and then suddenly Pride Month is a rainbow. Like, I June 1st, I took an Uber, and I open up my Uber app, and I see on the, you know how you can watch the car? I don't know if maybe you don't know, but you can watch the car on the GPS, like, driving towards you. The car now has a rainbow flag on it.
I like that. I mean, that's like October, everything's pink.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing. So I don't have a problem with Paramount being a rainbow right now, but it's kind of weird if it's only a rainbow in the U.S. and not in Sydney.
No, I think it's a logo. So if you're going to watch Paramount, you're going to get it everywhere. I think the celebration of Pride in America is in June, but in the rest of the world, they have Pride celebrations at different times. That's what they're saying. But a company's a company, like a logo's a logo. But it's just, I guess, you know, there's some companies that are very gay friendly and LGBTQ plus friendly all throughout the year. So if they want to, like, slap a rainbow on whatever their products are, I have no problem with it. But then there's companies that are, like, homophobic, don't give rights to partners, you know, don't give health insurance to partner, whatever. They're not as LGBTQ plus friendly the rest of the year. And then suddenly, because they put a rainbow in their logo, we're supposed to be like, oh, they must be, you know, really, they're not homophobic. We're wrong about that. You know, so the companies that are nice to the LGBTQ plus community the rest of the year, I'm fine with. But the ones that just take the month to glom onto something that they don't, you know, they don't walk the walk the rest of the year. I don't like that. So anyway, so Rebel Wilson was not planning on coming out as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's the thing about it. This is why it's so controversial. People come out at their own pace. And all the research shows that the first person you come out to is yourself. So for all we know, Rebel Wilson is in this relationship with this woman, and it's either a new relationship, so she's not ready to be like, I'm out and here's my girlfriend. You know, maybe they just started dating. I don't really know the history of her and this woman.
Mm.
It's none of our business. But it's not up to us to decide when she should come out. That should be up to her. And for maybe she has family members that are homophobic and she doesn't want to come out because she doesn't want to cause a rift in her family right now. A lot of gay people feel that way. Some people are like, fuck you, I'm gay. You have a year to deal with it. And after that, don't be in my life.
Mm.
But then there's a lot of gay people that stay in the closet in their families because they just don't want to cause problems. Maybe she has a job right now that she feels that her bosses would feel differently about her if they knew that she was gay. So she doesn't want to lose work. You know what I mean? It's wrong, but that might be, you don't know how she feels. You got to let people come out in their own time. The fact that this guy, let me just say, this is a gay man as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's gay. So of all people, he's the one that should understand this the most. So because he's been getting backlash that for some reason the Sydney Herald is shocked they're getting backlash over this, they issued an apology today.
No.
Yeah. But the apology is sort of like, he doesn't even like really say he's sorry. He just says, I made mistakes over Rebel Wilson and I will learn from them.
Mm.
And then he goes into the whole story and he said, I genuinely regret that Rebel has found this hard. That was never my intention. Are you fucking kidding me? You gave her 2 days
right.
to either to agree to do an interview with you or you were going to out her. You gave her no choice whatsoever. Like, you're a gay man. He writes, as a gay man, I'm well aware of how deeply discrimination hurts. No, you're not. Because if you understood what discrimination feels like, you would have never in a million years fathomed threatening to out a gay woman.
Yeah, I mean, how many times has reporters went after actors to see, like, John Travolta or Tom Cruise? You know, come out with it then. Whatever you have, come. Bring it. I don't care. Doing it on my own speed.
I have never seen this before. I have never seen a journalist, especially some rando like this guy. It's not like you're talking about, you know, Frank Rich of the New York Times. Not that he would ever do that, but I've never seen a journalist say to a celebrity, you have to out yourself in my column, otherwise I'm going to out you publicly.
Mm-hmm.
and then you'll see my wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's awful. It's horrible. I can't believe anybody is that there are people that are supporting it in terms of she should come out if she's gay. That more women.
It's not your decision.
No, of course it's not. I'm completely against it. You come out in your own time.
Mm.
But there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? There's a lot of people that are in the closet, especially women. Remember, if you look at the history of homosexuality, female homosexuality never really amounted to anything historically, because the attitude was, and you can read this in lots of books on the history of homosexuality, people felt if there's no penetration, there's no sex.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever women are doing together, it's just bullshit. It's not real sex, you know, because it's women. Like, they didn't really care about women in general. So two women together had no shot in hell of anybody caring about what they did or how they felt.
Mm-hmm.
So they were really, really, really marginalized historically. So it's still kind of that. It's like a gay man, a white gay man outing a gay woman is that same punching down. You know, it's that same, like, your rights are not the same as my rights because you're a celebrity, you're part of the 1%,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a gay man and I decide what happens in your world. So it has that aspect to it also. But then there is a lot of gay people, gay women, who are saying, you know, it's tough for us. There's not a lot of representation out there. So if you're a female and you're gay, come out wherever you are.
Yeah, we had Ellen. That was about all we had, if you're a lesbian.
No, Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, you had two.
And Jane Lynch.
So now you have three you can look up to.
And, well, no, historically, what's... Oh, so I don't know if you ever... You probably didn't. There's a very famous documentary called The Celluloid Closet about celebrities in the 30s and 40s who were gay that weren't quite out. And then more recently, there's that guy, Scotty Bowers, he was a hustler, and he would find prostitutes for gay and lesbian Hollywood.
Mm.
And he named names. I mean, he was like, yeah, I used to provide Cary Grant with boys all the time.
So I wonder who he got girls for.
Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, really?
Who is now, everybody knows that Katharine Hepburn was a lesbian.
Yeah, like Jodie Foster. We knew, but we didn't know.
Right. No, we knew. But she's another example. I think she had the same situation where somebody threatened to out her and she had to out herself.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago that happened.
Right.
And I think Ellen was the same way. She had to write it into her sitcom to come out.
No, no, that was her decision, though, to come out. Mm. They weren't forcing her out of the closet. I think she decided that it would be more powerful if she did. Remember there was the cover of Time magazine, Yep, I'm Gay?
Yeah, you don't really hear people outing guys, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if they do, then they get beat up, and you just don't never hear about it. Like, if somebody wanted to out Tom Cruise, he probably hired somebody to beat your ass.
Well, Tom Cruise is not gay.
No, I'm just saying. But people have said it for years and years and years.
Yeah, I think that's sort of wishful thinking on the part of gay men who are attracted to him. We're sort of hoping.
Hoping if we poke him enough, he'll come out.
Right, right. Yeah, no, but even that. So if Tom Cruise was gay, that's his business.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to out himself, he will. And he doesn't want to.
Yeah, we out him for enough because of Scientology.
That's true. I know.
And everything else. So
he's got a lot to deal with as it is. It's not easy being Tom Cruise. You might have all that money, but you still have a lot of people that are just on your back constantly about everything.